This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rishut Chavirim, it occurred to me yesterday, a very unusual and novel explanation for what Chazal tell us, Vateitse Dina Bas Leah. Dina went out, the daughter of Leah. Dina went out, Rashi's bother, what do you mean the daughter of Leah? She's also the daughter of Yaakov. Why does it say Bat Leah? It should say Bat Yaakov. Says Rashi, V'lo Bat Yaakov, Ela Alshem Yitziata Nekreit Bat Leah. She would go out. She had a midah that she would go out. Where did she get this midah from? From Leah, She'af hi yatsanet haita. Leah also went out. She'ne'amar Vateitse Leah Likrato. Leah went out to Yaakov on that fateful day. Reuven was going collecting the dudayim, and Reuven was going to give it to Leah. And Rachel says, "Could I have some midudei b'neich?" So Leah said, "No, I'm not going to give it to you." So they made a trade. Leah gave Rachel the dudayim, and Rachel gave Leah a night with Yaakov. On that night, it said, "Vateitse Leah." So Leah also would go out. So when Dina went out to see what's going on, she was following in the way of her mother. Says Rashi, "Ve'aleha mashlu hamashal ki'ima kibita," like mother, like daughter. Who is Dina emulating? Leah. Now, we usually read that when Dina went out, it was something wrong. No, she should have been sanua kol kvuda bat melech pnima. She should have stayed in her house. She should have stayed in the kitchen. She shouldn't have gone out. And where did she get this bad midah from? She got it from her mother, Leah, who went out. But let's ask a very simple question. Did Leah do something wrong when she went out? Wasn't Leah rewarded for going out? That night that Leah went out, she brought Yaakov in, and she conceived. And who did she give birth to? Yisachar. And she was rewarded because she wanted Mishkav HaTzadik. She was rewarded. So she did a good deed. Leah did the right thing. In fact, the Torah says, Yisachar chamor gorem. Yisachar is compared to a chamor. Chazal say that the donkey, so to speak, went out on its own toward Yaakov Avinu, and Leah was zochet to Yaakov. So what, by Leah it was a good thing, and by Dinah it was a bad thing? So I want to share with you something out of this world. There was a very holy neshama that was in the city of Shechem. In Shechem ben Chamor was a very holy neshama. Who was there? So the great Mekubal, Rav Shamshon of Ashtapoli, says, Vayomer Elokim al Yaakov, kum alei beit el v'shav sham. Says Rav Shamshon, El Yaakov kum alei beit el, Rashi Tevot Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's soul was in Shechem ben Chamor. And the reason why Shechem wanted Dina is it was the soul of Rabbi Akiva who wanted to get out of the klipa. And he was attracted to Dina to release himself from Shechem ben Chamor. This is the secret. Rabbi Akiva said, "Kishahayiti am ha'aretz, hayiti omer, miyiten li tamen chacham va'anashchenu kechamor," because he was in Shechem ben Chamor. So the Kedusha wants to get out of the klipa. So, Alei Beit El V'Shev Sham Rashi Tevot Akiva. Now watch this. We know that Akiva died saying the word what? What was his last word? Echad. Chazal say in the Parsha of Shechem ben Chamor, he expressed three languages of Ahava. Ki Ahav et Bat Yaakov. Ki Chafatzti b'Bat Yaakov. Davak nafshi bebat Yaakov. Ahava. Cheshka. Dveikut. Echad. That's yatzita nishmato be'echad. His soul left through the echad. Ahava. Cheshek. Dveikut. Rav Shamshon Ashtapoli. So Rabbi Akiva is stuck in Shechem ben Chamor. After the episode, we have a remez. Yaakov got him out. Kum alei beit el. Now, I would add, why is Yaakov trying to release Rabbi Akiva? Yaakov, who is Yaakov? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Hanasi, Nitzutz Shel Yaakov Avinu. So he needs to get all the players of the Mishnah. So in the beginning of the Parsha, he gets out Rabbi Meir. That's a separate discussion. Later on in the Parsha, he needs Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yaakov is gathering all the Tanaim. Bottom line is, Because Dinah went out, she was zocha to get who? Rabbi Akiva. So ki'ima bita. Just like the mother, when she went out, she was zocha to get Yisachar, who's compared to Chamor. So to the daughter, when she went out, she was zocha to get Rabbi Akiva, who is also compared to Chamor. And it comes out amazing that Arizal says, Rabbi Akiva was mibnei Yisachar. So it's mamash ki'ima kachbita. Just like the mother Leah, she went out and she was zocha to get Yisachar. So to the daughter Dinah, she went out and she was zocha to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Zagdil Tzol Lefika Achiv Lam Tarmis Hashanemar Adinecha Chesman Tzukai Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.